Open your Bibles at the second chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2. And we're reading from verse 1 to verse 15 of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2. We'll read it together, taking your time from me. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.' When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, 'Arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.' When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, 'Out of Egypt have I called my son.'" Ending our reading at verse 15, and God will add his blessing to the reading of his holy, inspired, and infallible word. I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take, thank God, he undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. We're very glad to have our sister Helen with us to sing for us now. And we'd like to welcome back to our meeting, her dear husband. We're glad to see him, and we give him a very hearty welcome. And I kept telling him he may be ill, but his wife was singing well every Sunday. Thank you. Come ahead, Helen.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars together, proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his hand. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the holy angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, O Lord Emmanuel.
May the Lord bless that message and song and our sister who brought it. Open your Bibles at the second chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Look with me at verse 2. Saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. This morning I want to speak on the subject, Christ identified by the star in heaven. And tonight, as I have announced, my subject will be Christ identified on earth in the crib of the cattle shed and his swaddling clothes. This shall be a sign unto thee. Thou shalt find the child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Here we have a double presentation and identification of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords as he comes and enters into this world of ours. Our sins deserved eternal death, but Jesus came to take that death himself, that we might have life everlasting. I want you, first of all, to lift your eyes heavenward, and what a scene was taking place in the heavens. Multitudes and multitudes and multitude of angels had burst their invisibility and had all become visible. And they had come to bring the news that their King and their God, our Lord Jesus Christ, had come to be born into this world of ours. What a scene in the heavens. There are some beautiful stars in the heavens, but there was a star in the heavens that night that was more beautiful than them all, because it was the morning star announcing he who himself is the bright and morning star, our Lord Jesus Christ. And after the message was given, there was a great and wonderful joy. But that message had been given some 2 years before to certain wise men. Who were they? They were royal men and kings in their own country. And suddenly, one night, as they looked into the heavens, they saw a star that they had never seen before. What was this star? This was the star announcing that Christ was going to be born and was going to come into this world. And what did those men do? That they sit down and have a conference and say, well, that's very interesting. We'll have to wait. No, they rose up immediately and they decided to take a journey to follow the star. And that star went before them. Now, there's a lot of discussion how far away they were. Well, it is thought by many they were as far away as China. And they were all, as we read the Old Testament, we discover they were all kings. We don't know how many there were, because they gave three gifts. It doesn't mean there was only three of them, but they were a group of kings. The prophet Isaiah If you read the book, said that the kings would rise up to the coming of Christ. And so they did. And these men came a long, long way to find the one who was born King of the Jews. And that brings me to my first point, that this star was a magnificent star. Many stars were made by God. He made the stars also. But this star was the most magnificent star that ever appeared in the heavens, because it was bringing a message that would never be brought again. And it was announcing a birth that could never be repeated. And it was announcing a history that could never be rewritten. But Christ, the second person of the adorable Trinity, had come among men. What a star this was. We are told that there are hundreds and millions of stars, some of them still not discovered as yet with the most powerful of telescopes that there are. But this was a star magnificent. And this star was an announcement of the true bright and morning star. And when you go home, you read the book of Revelation, and you'll find that Christ's name is the bright and morning star. They must have crossed the seas. They must have climbed the mountains. They must have been many nights tired with their travels. But they came, and before them there was this star. And it led them to the city of Jerusalem. And then these men did a very foolish thing. They took their eye off the star and they started to make inquiries of men. You will never meet Christ by a conference with other sinners like yourself. You can only meet Christ alone, as the Holy Spirit reveals them to you, as this glorious star leads you to Him. The star magnificent. Characterized with unique symbolism, it is unparalleled. It is the one and only star of its kind. Its message is also solo as itself. It is Christ's star. But it was eclipsed when the bright and morning star was seen in the crib. And we hear no more about the star that led the wise men to meet Christ, because those wise men had met the real star, the eternal star, the ever-shining star, the star that never grows old. It's not a midday star or a night star. It is the star of the morning. He is the bright and morning star. And thank God, with Christ, there's no evenings. With Christ, there's no nights. With Christ, there's no ending. He's the bright and morning star. Thank God for every believer in this house can say, I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful star that brought me to an even more wonderful star. The star of Bethlehem that led us to Christ. Well, I want you to notice, secondly, it's not only the star magnificent, but it's the star manifested. What does it say? We have seen the star. This star was a manifested star. This thing was not done in a corner. For a long time, this old world had waited for the manifestation of the star and the birth of our Lord Jesus. To the unerring scripture, the eyes of the humble saints of old were turned and they believed. Away in the early days of the race of Adam's offspring on earth, there was a manifesting of this star in prophecy. And in Numbers 23:17, that old rascal Balaam, the Holy Spirit shut his own mind and put into that old idolatrous prophet this word, there shall come a star out of Jacob. A star out of Jacob. This was the manifested star. And the king shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Isaiah 60 verse 3. This text confirms that these three wise men were kings, but they rose to follow Christ's star, for he is the bright and morning star. Well, could the poet write, lo, the eastern magi rise at a signal in the skies, brighter than the brightest gem shines the star of Bethlehem. Balaam's mystic words appear, full of light divinely clear, and the import wrapped in them is the star of Bethlehem. Rocks and deserts can't impede. On they press, no guide they need. Day and night a guide to them is the star of Bethlehem. Night, terrific shades give way. Open dawns the promised day, and on us as well as them shines the star of Bethlehem. Joyful, let us quickly rise. Still a signal in the skies. David's rod of Jesse's stem is the star of Bethlehem. Yes, the star was magnificent. It was manifested. But this star has a message. It is the star message that we're interested in. What was that message? Christ, the King of the Jews, is born. Please notice the main work of the star was to deliver a message. The message of the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the Christ just born in Bethlehem. We are not informed what color the star was. We are not told its shape. We are not told its size. Why? Because the messenger is unimportant. It is the message that is all important. So the star had to take second place, for it was eclipsed by Christ, who is the real everlasting star. The world has known and had known hundreds of evenings and nights, but this was a star of the morning, a morning that never saw a noontide and never saw a nighttime. It is supreme. It is something with which all the centuries that have come since look back on. It's the messenger of the birth of the Redeemer. That is the divine message of this star. The star is not man's star or this world's star. The wise man spoke wisely when they called it his star. It was the proper name. They brought and gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But long before they got there, Christ had the star. He had the star. It was far richer than gold. It was far greater than myrrh or incense, this star. Christ's very own star. Always his. His only. His altogether. It didn't shine for itself. It shined for Christ alone. The star's identity was swamped in the glorious person of Christ himself. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You and I must shine for Jesus. How gloriously his star shone. How gloriously we should be shining lights for the Savior. But notice again, this star was maintained. When the wise men took their eyes from off the star and began to consult the world, something happened. The star disappeared and they lost their way. There was no star to guide them. The king and the priest led them astray. We must see that the power and guidance of the star is maintained. We will not turn out of the way if we follow the star, but if we consult with men, we will lose our way. We must follow the star. Oh, where is Christ my King? I language for the sight. Fain would I fall to worshipping, for he's my soul's delight. Himself, himself alone, I seek no less, no more, or on his cross, or on his throne I equally adore. The sages saw the star, but rested not content. The way was rough, the distance far, yet on that way they went. And now my thoughts discern the sign that Christ is nigh. With love unquenchable I burn to enjoy his company. No star nor heavenly sign my soul's desire can fill. For him, my Lord, my King divine, my soul is thirsting still. The light of the star was maintained until the true star eclipsed it forever. And that star never shone again, for you don't need guidance when you've made the journey. You're with the star that burns in morning light forever. But this star was also magnetic. It had great drawing power. Think of those kings with their palaces and governments away back in the farthest east. But this star had power to pull them off their own thrones. This star had power to say, we're leaving the country. This power had power to keep them moving towards that Savior who was the great star himself. How it drew these seekers to Christ. And then they got their eyes off the star, and they were in danger. It was almost disaster. After all their traveling and all their sacrificing, they nearly all perished. For the world's no friend to grace to help us on to God. God's way of salvation is the only way. The mighty King Herod and the so-called scholarly priests will lead you astray, not onward. They will lead you away from the Lord. The power of the star's magnetism is the power we need to bring us to God. It pulled these men on a 2-year journey, and only by persisting in this way did they find the Christ of God. Such is the power of Christ to draw men from the very jaws of hell to the very glory of heaven. Thank God today that Christ is the great magnetic star. But this star was a militant star. These wise men were headed for destruction. Herod the monster with whom they sought counsel was Satan's lieutenant, and to him human blood was the cheapest commodity he dealt in. He was an adulterous, murderous devil. They needed to escape from him. For if they had been caught up with him, they would have never met the Christ. When marshaled on the nightly plain, the glittering hosts bestubbed the sky. One star alone of all the train can fix the sinner's wandering eye. Hark, hark to God! The chorus breaks from every host, from every gem, but one alone the Savior speaks. It is the star of Bethlehem, blessed star. Where'er his luster shines, he all of the soul with grace refines and makes each happy saint declare. He is the bright and morning star, eternal star. Our song shall rise when we shall meet thee in the skies, and in eternal anthems there we will praise thee, the bright, the morning star. Finally, this star is majestic. What a never-ending, ending journey we have here. What great news we have here. Yes, the best is yet to be, and the end is not yet. Praise the Lord. Back into the light, out of the darkness. That is a glorious remedy and abundant victory that the star's secret reveals. Lo, the star which they saw in the east about 2 years before went before them and stood over where the child was. The star became the door opener of the house. It stood to bow them in to the presence of the Christ child. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. But that's the last time that joy about that star is mentioned, because the journey's over. The pilgrimage is complete. They have seen the one who guided them. It was the star. But they have now come to the one who they were guided to. And what if you have Christ, you want no more? You don't want to go back to the star, because you have the true and abiding star in your heart. And they were warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod. And they departed into their own country another way. And what a story they had to tell when they got back to that other country. The eternal star, our song shall rise when we shall meet thee in the skies, and in eternal anthems there we will praise thee, Lord Jesus, for thou art the bright and morning star. Are you walking in the light of that star today? Is that the light that brings you along life's pilgrimage? And in times of sorrow and of grief and of misery, has brought you peace and comfort and help and healing and grace. I trust today we will all be personally acquainted with He who is the bright and the morning star and the fairest of 10,000 to our souls. We're going to turn in our hymn book and we're going to sing the hymn number 82. The hymn number 82. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down and glory shone around. Page 208.